Wow. Okay, we're on the air. So anyway, I took a deep breath. I was like, "Are we still here? Are we here yet?" Anyway, hey, good morning, good afternoon to people. I'm excited to be here today, and I am actually going to interview Sarah Fishman. Her mom and I do a show on Wednesday, Go Run for Fun Fitness, and Sarah has been a part of her and her mom's journey running, and they started doing that themselves. But Sarah, I'm excited. Oh, here you are. Okay. Hello, young lady. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. You're here. Yay. And when I always pick up the phone with you, when I'm talking to you on the phone or I'm talking to you on the radio, you got this beautiful voice. And no wonder, guys, who are listening now or listening later, this sweet girl has a voice from the angels, and she sings like a dream. And I sing, too, in the shower. It's all good. I'm not even good there. But most of us are like that, right? But this one sounds amazing, and I'm super excited that she's here today. You're a songwriter, a singer, and you also play the guitar, and you write your music, like I just said, and you perform in front of people, right? And gosh,
yeah.
Sarah, that takes guts. I got to tell you, and today I did a show earlier called Tenacious Tuesday, and you know, tenacious means taking the guts and just getting it done. Not, you know, even if you have fear, you work through it. So I want to open this show up because you're going to talk about working with God, the angels, and your spirituality and how it helps you. But here's my question. I know this would help help us all working with God too. If you share with us, how do you just get up there and perform and sing and write music and say, hey, I'm going to just do it? Do you ever have any fear, or just does it go away, or what's that look like?
Well, usually when I like perform, I am a nervous wreck. Like I'm just a wreck. It's so bad. And then once I get up there, and once I get through like the first verse, maybe like to the chorus, I get comfortable, and that's when I'm like, okay, we're good. So
I could do this, right? Okay. Go ahead. What you want to say?
Yeah. But yeah, it's just, it takes like a while to get used to a little bit for me.
Okay.
And then for like just writing music and performing at the coffee shop that I mentioned to you. It's a different environment, so it's completely different. I'm just, either way, I'm going to be a nervous wreck. And the first time I performed, I was so nervous throughout the entire thing. And when I was going back to, like, the table that I was sitting at, I was like, whew, wow, now I'm finally calm. What happened? So,
wow. So when you're performing that, when you're singing, okay, you're still being nervous, I'm hearing you say, but nobody knows you're nervous, right? You know you're nervous, and so you start singing the first few words until you get to the chorus, and then do you forget that you're singing in front of people, and you just go inside yourself and just sing? Okay. Is that kind of how you do it?
Yeah, and then, yeah, kind of. And then I also, like, found, I recently, like, was thinking, and I realized that when I get comfortable, I just start closing my eyes and sing. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm still singing. That's okay. But that's not a good habit. So.
Oh, wait, back up a minute. So you're closing your eyes and you're just singing, right? Fancy songwriters or people singing songs, they keep their eyes. Some of them close their eyes, right? You know, especially if you just close your eyes and. Right, but you don't want to do that all the time, right? You want to be... Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Because then I feel like, you know, when I do that, I feel like I'm just, like, in my room. And when I'm, you know, out performing in public, I don't want to be like, oh, I'm in my room. I want to feel like I'm, like, here with people. So, like,
connecting
I can
with
get
them.
Used to it. Yeah, connecting with them.
Right. Okay, let me ask you this question. Who is the best, one of the best performers that you like, singers maybe, that does that well, connects with the audience? Do you have one that you like that does that?
there's so many, but I watched this movie called Bohemian Rhapsody. It's about Queen and the whole band, and when they performed, I don't know if it was their last concert, it was at this big place. He was amazing. He connected with the audience so well, and I'm just, wow. It just kind of shocked
me. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that's a goal for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for you to do. Okay, good. Okay. Wow, I love it. Love it, love it, love it. So that's one of your things there too as well. So connecting with the audience. Now I'm going to share this with you. You're 17, right? I think you're 17. You just had a birthday since we talked last in the past month or so. Correct? Am I getting that
right?
No,
my birthday is in October.
Is it October? Sorry. Okay, so you're
I'm really close.
Okay,
to 17.
Okay, so you're going
to
be.
But yeah.
Yeah. Yes, you are. Okay, you're closer to 17 than you are 16 at this point. But here's my question to you. When I talked to you the other day, I said, because she's put the song for Angel Coaches, the jingle for us to open our shows with. And so one of the things that I asked you, I said, I'd like to do a show again with you because you're growing and you're performing and you're getting in shape even more so. Which we talked about this before, you feel being in shape is key for you to being in front of people performing, right? You know, because it takes a lot of energy, I'm assuming. I think it would, but what's your thoughts on that? Does it take a lot of energy, right?
Yeah, it does.
There you go. Cleaning your room and cleaning the house with your mom takes a lot of energy too, right? That's just it.
Yeah,
when I get rich and famous, I'm going to buy a maid for mom and dad and the kids, right? Because you got three sisters under the age of, what are they, 16? You're 17 now. But that's
yeah.
Fine. So anyway, you're doing that. And but you told me, I go, what do you want to talk about? And you said, let's talk about God and spirituality and the angels.
Yeah.
So what's your thoughts on that? And how do they work with you? Or how does God help you? And give us some insight, because a lot of teens don't have that. You do. So inspire us with that or share with us better.
So I feel like I really got close to God, or when this all started, when I was in this, like, quote unquote, like, dark state, because I lost my Nana, I lost my uncle, I was going through a breakup that we don't speak of, but my school was nice, don't get me wrong, but my grades were horrible, and I was just everywhere. I was so stressed, and I took a few minutes just to talk to God one night, and I was like, hey, you know, you gotta help me out. See, before I know it, later that night, I got a text from my friend. He's like, hey, I'll help you with your schoolwork. And I was like, how did you know about that? He's like, I just had a feeling, and I was like, oh, wow, okay. And that same year that I lost both my Nana and my uncle, I somehow out of nowhere got inspiration just to write a song about mostly my Nana and losing them, but knowing that it's okay because they're in a better place and things like that. And I honestly did not know where any of the lyrics came from. I honestly think it God, like, came back down and was like, hey, you're going to write a song about Nana.
Wow.
And oh yeah. And recently, I might sound like really insane, don't get me wrong, but this is really cool.
Okay.
Okay. So all this year up until, you know, July 4th, I've been hearing people say, you know, I really want to go back to, like, when I was younger. You know, when I was younger was the best time of my life. And just things about when they were younger and, like, back then. So July 4th,
okay.
I go upstairs because I had to go get something for my room. And I was like, you know, I'm going to take a minute. Hold on. So I'm like, hey, God, I just want to ask a question real quick. Like, can you please just send me some type of message to know what to do with people saying, like, you know, I want to be younger again. Later that day, well, I obviously, like, worded it differently, but not later that day. Later that week, like, 2 days later, 3 days later, I was in my sister's room putting them to bed, which happens in a blue moon. And I'm on Instagram, I'm scrolling, and all of a sudden, I literally go to my notes, and there's a verse, there's a chorus, and a second verse in, like, a matter of 2 minutes. Oh, yeah.
You wrote that, or you wrote that down, the verse and the chorus and the second verse? Is that what you did?
Yeah. And nothing on Instagram reminded me of, like, being when I was younger. I'm like,
right. Well, you're 17, so just so you know. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
But, like,
that's cool. I like it.
It just kind of shocked me, you know?
Yeah. Wow.
It was insane.
Sarah, that's amazing. Let me recap that, because I know what you're saying, and you're saying it very well. So you're sitting there, you go, well, a few days before this happened, you know, you're listening to people, oh, that my life was the best when I was younger, or I wish I was younger again, or want to go back in time, or something like that, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I wish it was back then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you're like, I want, and then, so you walked away thinking, I wish I could write a song that would say all of that, right? Did you, were you thinking about helping people? Or were you thinking about, what was your thoughts creating the song? I'm asking this for a reason. I'll tell you when you share with me. Why did you want to do that? Did it touch your heart? Or did it just, like, I don't know. Help me understand. Help us all understand.
Well, I always think, you know, going back in time and being younger, before high school, before middle school, it was the best. And, you know, going back to that time, I would do anything.
Okay.
And,
okay.
It, you know, when I think back to it, I had so many, I had, like, a lot of friends when I was younger. And I was really outside a lot more than I am now.
Okay.
You know, it, thinking back to it, I had so much imagination. Like, I still do, but when, nothing can beat a little kid with imagination. Like, it's crazy. So it really does, you know, for me, it hits my heart pretty well just thinking about it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So you were thinking about it, and you were saying, okay, I wish I could go back to that period of time for myself, right? So you understand what people are saying that, and you remember being having imagination. And right now, if you try to play dress up, people would laugh at you, right? But back then, you could be whatever you wanted to be. I remember. Yeah, okay. I remember that. And so if I walked around in a princess outfit that I got from Target, people would make fun of me, right? I get it, you know? But, you know, or, you know, be Captain Hook and Peter Pan. So imagination is key. So now you're doing that. So you take it up a few days later. You're sitting in front of Instagram. Were you posting, or were you just, like, looking in the accounts, or what was going on?
I was just looking at the accounts and, like, what was on the main screen. Nothing exciting.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you got the lyrics. Go. Yeah. Tell us. I'm getting rushing you. So you got the lyrics or something like that? So you're.
Yeah, I got the lyrics out of nowhere. And just keep in mind that there was nothing on the Instagram feed that.
Okay, I understand.
Reminded me of being when I was younger, you know? So.
Right.
It just kind of came out of nowhere. And I was like, whoa.
Wow.
It's crazy.
So that's a great inspiration. So here's my question to you. Have you put it into a song yet with the lyrics? You've got the lyrics, right, or some of the lyrics, and have you got music with it yet, or are you writing that, or what's your thoughts on it?
I have an idea. I'm not really sure, though, because I still need to work with the chords, but I have, like, one chord right now. That sounds really good with it. And I'm like, okay, we're going to keep that.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm trying to work with one of my other friends. He plays like, not plays. He puts music together because he has this program. And he's like, we need to make a song together. And he's just been, you know, asking me forever. So I'm like, okay, you know, how about let's work on this song together? And he's like, okay. Still got to find time to hang out with him and try to get it all figured out. But, yeah.
I'm really happy for you. That's cool. So God, every time you ask, God gives you you're saying God, gives you an answer. Is that right?
Yeah, but it obviously, you know, it takes time. Got to go around his time.
Yeah. Yeah, God's time. I always think my time's better. And then when God gives me his time, it's like, oh, that did work out better. Oh, no. You know, so we get impatient.
Yeah.
Okay. I getcha. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. And so you're getting, what are some other ideas you've got about writing music? And you and your mom are getting along better too as well. So writing music and your mom and you getting along. So talk to me about that. Is that part of your relationship with your higher power, God, angels, whatever you believe in? Is that part of it, do you think?
I think so because, you know, I've always wanted to be closer with my mom and my parents in general. And, you know, I've even mentioned this to, you know, God, and I was like, hey, you know, I want to get closer. And I've always said, you know, I wanted to go to the gym. And then all of a sudden my mom comes out of nowhere, hey, we're going to, you know, get a membership at the gym. And I was like, okay. And I feel like that's just, like, one of his, like, little things that is like, oh, wow, you really just did that. You really just made this, like, little change into my lifestyle to make me closer with my mom. I'm not sure about my dad.
So you get stuck. Well, he's a character, but I love that. Your dad like sounds like he's like part of God sitting there throwing you the lyrics for your next song that he wrote. Isn't that cool? So you'll figure it out. Yeah. So maybe that was God inspired too. But you're saying that, hey, I want to work out at a gym. And I want to be close to my mom, and bada boom, bada bang, that happened a couple of days later, right? So
not necessarily cool. like a few days later, maybe like 2 weeks later. So I mean,
okay, 2 weeks,
still a few days.
Okay, that's cool. I like that. And what I'm hearing is so, and I think these are miracles personally because people wait their whole lifetime, not willing to have that miracle. So I want to ask you this. I don't know if you have an answer for it. If you do, you do. If you don't, that's okay, too. What makes it happen for you versus somebody else? And I'll give you my thoughts on it. What do you think?
I don't know. I feel like I have a relationship with God. I've gone to church. I am involved with the church because I sing there. You know, I know a lot of people. I did confirmation there. And I feel like that just kind of gets me closer to God than someone else in
okay.
a way.
All right. Okay.
So, yeah, that's like kind of like my thoughts.
Right. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that works. So you're saying because you've worked on your relationship, you've been at church, and your parents have taken you, I know. And you did confirmation, mm-hmm. and you enjoy there, and you sang there, and all that. So you have that relationship. So if you've never had a relationship, you know, find a place where. I also think too, you're quiet. Like you think, you're a little thinker. You're not somebody that doesn't think. You know what I mean? Some people just go out and don't think about their choices. And I've done that. You know, sometimes I just do without thinking. But I think that you're stopping to think, and then you have your heart and your mind quiet. And you can receive more from God, right? Your higher power. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Oh my.
Good. So you're doing well. You're getting your lyrics written, and you're enjoying your time. And if you had any advice to people, young teens like yourself or older teens, whatever you see, however you see yourself, what would be the advice you would give them about getting their work out there, whether it's art, whether it's music, whether it's writing? What would you tell them? How to get started? If they think they have a talent,
if you
right?
want, yeah, if you think you really have some talent, I think you should ask an adult or like a teacher and see if they have any connections with anyone else. And then if, you know, there's a coffee house, like performing little thing at your school, because I have one at mine, I think they should go to that, sign up for it, have some of their art, perform there. You know, if there's a coffee shop nearby that has open mics or you just want to display your art, go out there. You have to push yourself to be able to get to where you want to be, in my opinion.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
And
wow.
You have to be able to get yourself out there. You have to be brave. You can be a little, you can have a little fear, but you need to work on it.
Okay.
You got to really push yourself. That's like the main point.
You got to really push yourself. Fair enough. Wow. Okay. So, and you got to find a place. You got to talk to somebody to get some ideas, right? Take risk. That takes guts to take risk. Tenacious Tuesday. That's what I've called it. Oh, did. Yeah. Takes risk. Take some risk there. And have you ever been, have you ever felt disappointed about your performance? And say, oh, I don't want to sing again. Have you ever felt like that?
Yes. It was. The second time I performed at church, it was the day that I was doing two performances. And I think, the first one, it was at, I think it was 9. It was at the 9 o'clock service, and I screwed up because I had a cough. I was, like, sick. And I was like, oh, my God, I just screwed up, and I'm just going to cut it short because I just coughed, and I'm never going to sing again. So I go back to the room after I'm done. And I'm just sitting there. I'm looking at myself. I'm like, what happened? And then my mom comes in. She's like, even though that you did, you know, cough in the middle of it, I was like, thanks. You still have an amazing voice, and you still need to do that for the 11 o'clock service. So I was like, okay, I'm going to take your word.
So you went and did it for the 11 o'clock? Is that what you did? Aw, really?
Yeah, I did better for the 11 o'clock service, so it was worth it.
Okay, so you got to do it again.
Yeah.
That's good. So you didn't give up, and your mom, she's a character. I love her. She's going to be performing tomorrow, not performing, but doing a show with me tomorrow, Go Run for Fun Fitness. I love your mom. She is a character, and she doesn't stop, and she pushes herself, running with a baby carriage with a little baby in it. And she quit running with the baby carriage and went running by herself. Now she does 5Ks, marathons, half marathons, and the whole stuff. That's cool. Anyway, I'm happy for you. I really am. I'm happy for your mom too as well. So go, you ask a question and God will answer maybe right away, but maybe it'll take a couple of weeks, and that's okay. Correct?
Yeah.
You know God's going to answer you though. Is that something you just know? You know, when you put it out there, you'll get an answer back?
Yeah. All I know is that, you know, it's not going to happen right away. I have to wait. And patience is key.
Okay. Patience is key. That's cool. Well, anyway, I know you're performing at home and you're writing music. So you've got, tell us about your GoFundMe page. Okay? So, I mentioned it, but I want you to talk about it. So,
all right.
Go for it.
So the GoFundMe page, it's technically just a little page on GoFundMe for money for my home recording studio. For my home recording studio, it's a home recording studio, nothing too major. But I plan on, using this home recording studio to my advantage and getting my music out there and just sharing to everyone what I have.
I love that.
Really, I love music, and it's a really big hobby for me. It's like one of the top and only hobbies I have. So, yeah, if, you know, go donate.
If you go donate, the goal is giving back. And you, yeah, go ahead. The goal is how much? Tell us that.
The goal is $500, and I've seen other ones that are like thousands of dollars. So this is nothing compared to those. I'm just saying. But yeah, I'm just trying to give back.
Right. And guys, she's really active in her school. She's active giving back. She's doing some work for Angel Coaches. That's us. And so she's making it happen. And I want to help you. And so, you know, we're gonna donate. But if you have $5, $10, $15 and you want to help somebody and have a philanthropic nature today, I talked about that this morning, then, you know, where you give it back and help somebody, man, what a great gift to give this gal. She's making great grades in school. She wants to give back. She sings and gets up and tries again and again and again. God works with her. She's learning patience, and she says, God doesn't answer right away, so I'm teaching you patience. I get it. I'm learning enough patience. I'd like it now, please. Right? It's all good. Then that's a good thing. My daughter, when she's a kid, I'll share this with you. She said to me, she goes, I would like, you know, a friend of mine, she was maybe 3 or 4, and the little girl, my friend said, I will buy this for you when she says, when to get paid. And Heather goes, well, I'm like Einstein. I only believe in now, so I would like it now. I will never forget that. So thank you. It's her birthday today, too. So anyway, so this girl has performed. I know. I will. And but you guys just do that. All right. She desires to really perform. And she does good in school, and she's got a whole big dream. And her mom and her dad are amazing, and her sisters on a good day are pretty amazing, too. Okay, and even when the moon is not blue. So, anyway, you guys take care. We've got another show coming up tonight. It's with Stephen and I, Being a Spiritual Entrepreneur. Tomorrow we have your mom, Melissa Fishman, and myself. We're doing Go Run for Fun Fitness. We've got a special guest on. And I know you and your mom are doing running and working out at the gym, so let's have you on again to share your story. And you guys have a wonderful, great now, and don't forget Thursday we have Living the Legacy of Truth, okay? Wouldn't that be great to always be truthful, never tell a lie, okay? We put Pinocchio out of business. Anyway, you guys, I think God is like the ocean. We're like waves in that ocean, and the angels are like the arms of God. So I always say this, go eat your vegetables and then go surf, catch a wave with God. Anyway, take care, everybody. Go surfing. Bye.
Bye.
You want to say goodbye?
Bye.
There you go. Bye. Bye. I'm going to call you right back.
All right.